It's a big question whether we should even open at all, right? In this climate, since I think the beginning of 2023, we've felt the market get quieter, and it's very understandable, right? Inflation has kicked in, purchasing power has gone down, and disposable income is down. So we see our customers trading down. And so we were wondering, should we even stay in F&B or should we pivot?
F&B closures have dominated headlines in 2025, but still, there have been more openings than closures in the industry.
I spent some time with cafe owners and restaurant owners to find out about the challenges that they encounter starting a new business in this environment.
Heat them up.
Okay, of course.
Okay. Give me 3 minutes, I'll get it ready for you.
GST has increased in the past years, so I think people are more careful when they spend their money on food. Yeah, especially when it comes to pastries. Pastries in Singapore, I would say, has a very small market. Yeah, because number one, the item tends to be a little bit more pricier. So when it comes to looking at things to buy, you probably want something that is essential rather than to celebrate or to reward yourself. That's also why we see that there's more demand in terms of savory food. And since then, from tarts, we also move on to croissants as well as hot food.
We wanted somewhere where rent wouldn't be a big burden. We didn't want to be in a mall. We want to move out of the CBD. And therefore, a shop house was kind of a logical choice. So rent here is in the thousands. Rent at Marina One was in the tens of thousands. Right, it's a different order of magnitude. And so here, we feel that quite quickly we can cover the month's rent and then spend the rest of the month kind of paying for the food cost, paying for the team, and then have some left over.
I think in terms of ingredient, it's really down to how stringent we manage in terms of wastage. So I'm pretty glad because I have a pretty good team of people. My kitchen chef, they are very good at managing their ordering and ingredients, so that there is really a very minimal wastage.
If I can't afford to put something on the menu, I don't put it on the menu. We're trying to give high quality products for as reasonable price as possible. And if there's certain things that we want to use that we can't fit into a budget, then we look at something else. No point getting upset about quotas and stuff like that. Like, these are the rules that we have, so whether we disagree with it or agree with it, there's nothing we can do to change it, kind of thing. Instead of dwelling on it, we need to move forward and just work with the people that we have and help grow them and spend time on bringing them up to standard and stuff like that. There's no point focusing on something you can't change.
Manpower wise, I feel like a lot of Singaporeans, we have been given such a high education. Most of the people here, you probably study until a university degree. And you would really have a very limited pool of people who is genuinely interested to work in F&B. What we normally do is to target part-timers. Generally, they come in with a very good mindset and they are here to learn. Although they might not be able to commit a very long time, but what they are able to help you with is that with their youth as well as their attitude.
Manpower is tough. I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to say it's been easy and it's all like sunshine and rainbows and stuff like that, because it's not. I'm very lucky because I have a very strong team behind me in Chenzo. Once you have people with the same mentality as yourself, then it's very good and very easy to move forward and keep building the teams and stuff like that.
Yes, it was a struggle to open. The struggle was a struggle of confidence. It was pretty quiet for the first month, and it only started picking up these 2 weeks. And so we heaved a huge sigh of relief to say, okay, it's working. I think the biggest doubter to get through is yourself, right? Having struggled with F&B for the past few years, both Keeling and I were wondering, should we even continue in F&B? Everyone's born to do something. We feel that we are born to feed, and therefore we do it.